Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Nursery baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
About 16 years ago, I made a big mistake, ladies and gentlemen. I dropped my guard and invited a guy to be on my show, and it's just been downhill ever since. 16 years this week, I invited Jeffrey Zabar to be part of my brain trust, and I don't know what I was feeling.
Brain Jeff. Trust.
I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
That brain trust, man. I sold you on a bill of goods, huh?
Welcome back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and Jeffrey Zabar, you know him well. He's been with us now all these years. Thank you, Jeff, for 16 great years.
Thank you for tolerating me.
Let's do 16 more. What do you think?
I'm on it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll be 108. You'll be 94.
And I'll be somewhere younger and perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember back in our minds.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com is his website. He's an award-winning journalist. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey, one of the things that one of the most interesting terms that I've heard in the last 20 years, this part of the, I guess you could say it's part of the age of the customer, is we've moved in at least in the media world, we've moved from analog dollars to digital dimes.
Right.
And now I'm thinking we're getting to nano nothings.
Nano nothings, absolutely.
Nano nothings. And it's what we're talking about, folks, is what you call it, race to nothing, race to the bottom?
Race to zero.
Race to zero, that's it.
Yeah.
So tell us what we're talking about. Tell the folks what we're talking about.
The race to zero conceptually is when companies lower their price to the point they're giving stuff away. So, you know, in retail, you can't really do that. You can race down, but you can't race to zero, but you can race to the bottom, sort of the bottom of whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. In technology, the race to zero or the race to the bottom is giving away stuff for free. So Google announced this week that it was giving unlimited free storage of photos to its photo sharing, you know, service, its app, its service for you to upload and post photos and share them. Not necessarily, it's not like Google Plus and it's not like a sharing service, but it's a storage service for you to put your photos up. Unlimited. I mean, unlimited with a capital U, NLIMITED. To the point that now everyone else has got to try and catch up if they want to compete. And
where's the business model in that, Jeffrey?
Well, the business model for
Google... You've got to find it somewhere else, don't you?
Excuse me?
The business model for Google is, or Yahoo, is your data.
It's all your data. It's their ad sales against it. I mean, they give so much stuff away for free. I mean, look, we've spoken...
But that's their business model, and they can get away with it because they found a way to monetize it. So there's two or three lessons in here, Jeff. One is, you know, if you're going to do that, if you're going to do anything like that, you actually can do things like that. I've done things like that. But there's got to be an alternative source of revenue generation.
Bingo.
There's got to be something that leverages off of that.
Absolutely. And that's the issue that comes up in all the articles writing about it. Google can do it. You know, other big players can do it. But can Joe's service, and I make up a silly fictitious name, but can Joe's internet storage service give it away? Do they have the revenue elsewhere to afford that? I mean, Google has monstrous data farms around the country, and they're running ads on everything they put out there, and people are placing ads with them. Mm-hmm. So they're monetizing it across the board. This is a blip. This is a very, very concerted effort on their part to grab more mind share and should certainly be able to harvest more information.
So the problem with this, though, when you take free stuff from these people, you can't require specific performance.
Absolutely not.
Explain what I mean by that.
Well, if I get Google or whomever to post my stuff for free, not post it, but store my stuff for free, what happens if there's a glitch? You know, what if I have to call them and say, look, all my stuff is gone? You end up sending an email. You're going to call customer service like you would if you were paying $9.99 a month or $2.99 a month for storage, that you would have an expectation expectation of some sort of level of customer service. You can't expect that.
That's right.
When you're getting it
so
for
if
free.
you could spend $10 a month and require certain performance or get it for free, if I were in business, as a business owner, you know what I do? I pay the $10.
I'd pay the $10.
I've had friends who are people who say, I'll just do this for you. But it was a big enough project for me. It was really important to me.
Right.
And they've said, well, you know, I owe you a favor. I'll do that for free. And I said, no, I appreciate it. I want you to bill me because I'm going to be picky about this.
Right. Right.
And I'm not going to be picky if I think you're giving it to me.
Right. Exactly. Because then you feel you become a nuisance.
You have to be careful about stuff like this.
Right. And it's important that you think of it that way. And I think the bigger issue is, and many, many small business owners think of this, we have just as many who might think one way as the other, why pay what you can get for free? But conversely, why take for free if you can afford it? Pay for something. A, you feel
right.
better because you're paying for a service, also because you may think that you're entitled, and rightly so,
right.
to a level of customer service.
Jeff, before we go, I want to say one other thing, though.
Yes.
There is a value in giving things away.
Oh, absolutely.
The way I've sold a lot of books is by giving books away.
Absolutely. You know, it endears you to the recipient. And it's also just a value add.
It's got to be properly placed and strategic.
Absolutely.
It has to be strategic so it fits and it doesn't look contrived or manipulative.
Exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
Jeff, I need your website again, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Thanks for 16 great years, Jeff. Come back soon.
It's been great, Jim. Thanks for having
Jeffrey
me.
Jeffrey Zabar. He's not going anywhere. He'll be back soon. I'll be back sooner than you think. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.